From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM later tonight. How's your luck? We're going to find out. First day of autumn. Whoa, here we go. And here's what's happening. Justice Department officials have announced the largest international opioid takedown targeting drug traffickers through the dark net. It's resulted so far in 179 arrests and the seizure of more than $6 million in cash and currency. Now, the Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, flanked by the FBI Director Christopher Wray and other law enforcement partners, announced the seizure of approximately 500 kilograms of drugs worldwide, 274 kilograms of which were recovered in the United States, including fentanyl. Agents also seized 63 illegal guns. Air Force Two safely returned to the airport in Manchester, New Hampshire today with Vice President Pence after it hit a bird upon takeoff. Everybody's okay. Tensions between the U.S. and China came to the floor of the annual U.N. General Assembly in New York. U.S. President Donald Trump blaming China for the spread of the coronavirus. He called for China to be held accountable for the pandemic. In his speech, the Chinese president said his country had no intention to enter a Cold War with any country. Ties between the two world powers are strained on a number of fronts. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to issue new, tougher requirements for its approval of a coronavirus vaccine, a move that could obliterate the chances of a shot getting emergency use authorization before Election Day. These requirements are going to be stringent but necessary. Here's Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. John, I'm glad that this is going to be happening.
Well, one of the reasons it's happening, George, is because a poll came out in which it said that less than 40% of those surveyed are going to take the vaccine, whether it's available or not. So what they're fighting and battling right now is PR problems with this thing, that it's being rushed on the one hand because of the Warp Speed project, and people are dubious about it. And at the same time, the public is very jaded about vaccines. I don't know, we've followed this for years about people just thinking there's too much toxic, preservative, there's too much mercury, there's the additives that go into these things, and the efficacy of vaccines are very questionable.
Of course.
You hear this all the time. Somebody gets inoculated, they get vaccinated for the flu.
And they're sick.
And they get sick. They get the flu because the flu only covers a certain, class of viruses, and the one you happen to get isn't part of that class of viruses. So I think there's a lot of, here's what I think. I think that politically right now, Democrats are really milking this, just like they're milking the idea that the entire I think it was Joe Biden not that long ago said that 200,000 deaths are on Trump's. He's got blood on his hands. I mean, so they've laid the entire coronavirus pandemic epidemic in the United States on Trump, and they're laying this issue of the efficacy and safety of the virus on Trump because he's pushing hard to get something done. So I think it's a PR issue that the FDA is attempting to do to get people more on board once this virus is finally completed.
Well, 40%
requirements.
40% of the Americans say right now they would not get a vaccine if it came out.
Absolutely. And I think adding these additional conditions is designed as a PR effort. I don't think the Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, I don't think any of the companies will do anything different in terms of their phase three trials than they would have anyway. But I think that, the head of the FDA, Stephen Hahn, realized that they have a major public relations disaster with this polling, and that once this vaccine is out, they believe that it's really important for people to take the vaccine. So that's why I think it's, the extra precaution.
And then let me ask you, John, would you take the vaccine? You're going to get it?
I'm certainly wouldn't be one of the first ones to get it.
I don't blame you.
Other people react to it. I'm a little bit more skeptical of vaccines than the average person. So, you know, that's just me. But I think that for, you know, everyday people, I think that giving as many reassurances as possible about safety and efficacy is the right way to go for the FDA.
And October 7th, we've got the great debate between the left-winger, Howard Bloom, and you, Mr. Right Side. You ready for it?
Ready to go.
Okay, thanks. Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. Yeah, that's going to be October 7th. We're going to have a debate between Howard Bloom and John Curtis. Howard leans left, John leads right. I'm going to be right in the middle trying to moderate. Most Americans view the nation's economic situation as bleak, but a rising percentage also see signs of stability 6 weeks before the election, if not reasons for optimism. According to a new poll, 60% of the Americans describe the national economy as poor, 40% deem it as good, but that's a rebound in confidence from low points in April and May. Americans' household wealth hit a record high last quarter as the stock market continued to rebound from the coronavirus pandemic-induced drop earlier this year. Let's check in with business advisor, author of America's Financial Reckoning Day, Charles Koppes. Charles, is this going to continue with the market or what?
Well, markets are in a bit of turmoil. As we saw recently, just yesterday, stock indexes slid a little bit. They've been going down since earlier this month. The S&P 500 is off its record high. The Dow fell 500 points. Intraday, it was 900 points. It's flat today. It made a minor recovery. But there's growing concern about the tech stock overvaluations, you know, and another lockdown. The UK, they're talking about that. Mostly, though, about the delay of another stimulus bill from Congress through the Fed. And as you know, today, the House Financial Services Committee heard from Fed Chair Jay Powell. Well, he's basically warning that a lack of fiscal stimulus is going to see the economy get worse. And we've seen this pattern, George, since 2008 with repeated bailouts, monetizing of the U.S. debt. The pandemic, of course, has made this much worse. And politicians, you know, they love all this spending. Maxine Waters heads up that committee, and she said we're not spending enough. So, you know, George, it comes down to a healthy economy is based on savings and production, not on debt and spending, and we're simply mortgaging the future for our kids. In fact, last Friday, the CBO, that's the Congressional Budget Office, it issued a dire warning that the U.S. debt is unsustainable. We've known this.
That's
but
right.
They're saying we can't pay the interest on the debt. Heck, we're at zero interest right now. And then unfunded liabilities and everything else. So you don't hear much about the CBO. We hear about the CDC. But, you know, Will Rogers once said, when you find yourself in a hole, you should quit digging. And this is really a bipartisan issue. We're not doing that. And I guess that's why I wrote my book.
All right, my friend. And we'll talk to you next week. Charles Koppes. The founding member of the Four Seasons has died at the age of 92. I don't know if you've ever seen the play or the movie The Jersey Boys, but it starts off with Tommy DeVito talking about how he put the group together. Tommy DeVito, one of the four original members of the band of the Four Seasons and really the founding member, has passed on. He died in Las Vegas, 92 years old. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us, and I've got a little bet going with Michael Zwirling. He's the owner of our affiliate in Santa Cruz, California, KSCO. And I've told him, I says, it seems like every time Doc Wallach's on, we have record-setting website hits. And he said, yeah, but you can't sustain it. Well, we're going to sustain it, and this is what I need from you. Here's the website. Go to it, download the app, or just do it on your laptop. CriticalHealthNews.com. CriticalHealthNews.com. I want to set a world record this time and show them all. CriticalHealthNews.com. And there's here's a toll-free number to call for assistance, by the way. When Doc is on, he gives a lot of remedies and ideas of supplements to take. And a lot of times, you may be driving and you don't have a chance to write this down. You call this number because these folks are writing it down for you. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you. Because we get inundated with phone calls when Doc Wallach is on the program from CriticalHealthNews.com, We're going to start this again a little earlier for phone calls than we normally do at the half of this hour and then all of next hour as well. Doc Wallach, of course, has been on with us for years now, and he comes on every 6 weeks. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs comes on as well. CriticalHealthNews.com. That's a website to go to. Let's set a world record with it. Doc, welcome back. It's always good talking to you.
Thank you so much, George. You are fabulous as usual. You're always on top of what's going on. I just really appreciate you.
There is so much going on these days. My God. And, of course, the big story, Doc, is COVID-19, building up immune systems for people. There's two camps out there, and this is what's so confusing. There's a diehard group of real doctors who are telling us certain things about COVID-19, that you must stay at least 6 feet away from people, you've got to wear masks, you've got to stay away, you know, and all these other things. Then we've got another group of doctors, educated doctors, epidemiologists, who say this is hype, it's blown out of proportion. Who do you believe, and how do you believe it?
Okay, well, the idea of wearing a mask and doing this 6 feet social distancing, you see, it kind of flattens the curve, and the number of infections and deaths go down. They get, hey, and then they all, throw off their mask and have all these big parties and barbecues, and they all get sick and die, okay, because they're not dealing with the basic underlying problem. These pandemics come every 3, 4, 5 years, and they come up with a vaccine. They knock that virus down, then the next virus comes along and does the same thing for 3 or 4 years, and it goes on, and it's been going on for 20,000 years. And the reason is, George, they haven't gotten to the basic root cause of the problem. Okay, they're dealing with symptoms, which is very typical of the medical profession. And there's two things you have to look at. Number one, the COVID-19 virus is a very, very tame virus. When a three-year-old gets it, their temperature, body temperature, goes up from the normal 98.6 to 99.4. You can't even class that as a fever. I mean, you can raise your temperature more than that just exercising.
That's right. That's right.
And then after 3 days of common cold-like symptoms, this three-year-old kid is perfectly normal. Now, if a 63-year-old or a 65-year-old or a 73-year-old or an 83-year-old
with a weakened kid, immune system.
Ah, you get 100 plus. You get A++.
Have been in your class.
But here's why. I know the reason why. I mean, I've done 32,000 autopsies, and I know exactly why. And here's why. When people have what we call the metabolic syndrome, they have pre-existing conditions. People say, well, they're getting old. They're going to have these things. No. These are all nutritional deficiencies, and we're talking about obesity, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease. We're looking at elevated triglycerides, heart disease, kidney failure, on dialysis, musculoskeletal stuff, arthritis. They have all, everything you can think of, people get, and they're blaming it on age. No, these are all nutritional deficiencies,
right,
George. They're all nutritional deficiencies because these people have been eating gluten for 50, 60, 70 years. Whereas a three-year-old's only been eating it for 2 years. And this is a drip, drip, drip kind of thing. It's not all or nothing.
If you stop cold with gluten, does it take a while to get out of your system?
It takes, if you're really, really good about it, and you don't get any cross-contamination from people you're living with and your dog and cat food and all that kind of stuff. We're talking about washer and dryer, food preparation surfaces, beds and rugs. If you do all that, it's going to take you 4 to 6 weeks to be perfectly normal.
Wow.
Your intestines have the capacity to heal, but it's got to be drop-dead obsessively gluten-free. Because if you just get, you know, 3 or 4 little grains of gluten, you'll be sick for another 6 weeks.
That's your next book. You know that.
Well, I actually have already done all that. Okay. This is in a book called Epigenetics. It's in a book called Rare Earthsman Cures. We have CDs. And, of course, we have a set of two CDs called Rare Earths Forbidden Cures goes into that. And then we have another one, a CD and a DVD. These are brand new. Is your doctor killing you? What's the first thing a doctor says? Oh, listen, you need to eat some whole grains. It's good for you. Well, that's gluten. Oats, wheat, barley, rye. Those are the things that will kill you. When you look at India, okay, which had the worst record in 1918 with the Spanish flu. They had 20 million people die in 6 months. They had 110 million people get the infection in 6 months. And today they only have 88,000 deaths as opposed to 20 million. same time period in India. And that's because they've changed. For 20,000 years, they were eating wheat as their grain and killed their intestines. And they couldn't absorb nutrients. And so when the H1N1 Spanish flu virus came along, they had no defense. Their bone marrow was dead. They couldn't make white blood cells, which go through your bloodstream to go and kill and eat the viruses. They couldn't make antibodies from their stem cells. They couldn't make platelets. And so the cause of death in those 20 million Indians that died in 1918 from the Spanish flu was hemorrhage. They hemorrhaged to death.
Jeez.
None of them had any respiratory infections, even though it was a flu virus.
Which begs the question today, here in the United States, why are we leading the world for, if these death rates are accurate, why are we leading the world for death rates with COVID?
Okay, now I'll give you a clue by telling you the story in India now, okay, 100 years later.
All right.
Now, instead of having 20 million dead, India now has 88,000 dead, 88,000 versus 20 million. Now, when you look at India, and I went to the World Health Organization. I spent a week in their records looking at this, okay? They have 29 states. I didn't know that. They had 29 states, and they have seven territories. One-third of their states are in the northern part of India, and they have 95% of the deaths from their COVID virus and 86% of the infections. The southern two-thirds of India have 5% of the deaths and 14% of the infections. What's the difference between southern India and northern India? Because it's the same people, okay? There's no difference in the peoples. It's just difference in geography, okay? Well, the people in the north that have only 5%, the people in the south that have only 5% deaths eat rice, and the people in the north who have 95% of the deaths eat wheat.
That's amazing. That is just truly remarkable.
World Health Organization records, and I documented it, and so this is what's going on. Well, the same thing is happening to us. We eat more wheat, same way with Canada. Now, Canada, they have about the same population as California, okay? And California has 15,000 deaths, and Canada has 9,000 deaths. California has 781,000 infections, and Canada has 145,000 infections. Okay, but
because of what they eat, lifestyle?
Yes, because the Canadians, okay, are eating more rice than the people in California, who are one-third, 32% are Latinos, which everything they eat is wheat. Even their beer is made from wheat, bread, spaghetti, all that kind of stuff. And they live on that, whereas...
Well, you may be onto something, Doc. I have to tell you, because today the CDC had a report, tragically, that said that a higher percentage of African Americans and Latinos seem to be coming down with COVID-19 more than Caucasians.
And have a higher death rate, just like...
And a higher death rate. It was... I found that to be bizarre.
It's what they eat. It's their diet, because they cannot absorb nutrients. Their bone marrow dies. Their bone marrow is their defense system, is their defense, okay? It's their,
this should be a national story.
Well, it is a national story, so I'm glad you're the one getting it out.
Well, you know what I mean. I need to be backed up with some of these huge cable networks.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
You know what? I've got
all the data from the World Health Organization.
This is huge. So what you're saying is if people minimize their gluten intake, it would help fight this.
If they would just cut it out and live like an Asian, if they would live on rice and sweet potatoes and vegetables instead of of champions and oatmeal for breakfast.
Can you cut it out 100%?
Yeah.
In your life, you can, in your routine.
Okay. Yeah, let's look at Thailand. Thailand has double the amount of people of Canada, okay? They have 66 million as opposed to 37 million. And Canada has 145,000 infections. Thailand has 3,000. Canada has 9,000 deaths, and Thailand has 59.
All right, stay with us, Doc. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back as promised to begin phone calls. I know, folks, you've been dying to get on the air, literally. So let's get your calls with Doc Wallach. The website to go to is criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show. We'll give you that number later. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-7234. Radio. We will be back in a moment. Tom, also a little bit later on tonight, we'll tell you about a new program with the doc that you can converse with him via Zoom on Friday mornings. It's called Ask Doc Live. Tommy will go through that too. We will be back with your phone calls and Doc Wallach on CriticalHealthNews.com. We're going to continue now with phone calls with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website to go to, and we'll take calls next hour as well. Later on, we're going to talk about your luck with Joseph Gallenberger and his incredible research. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, of course, Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. You just heard them. Doc, you must be proud of what you built, the organization that you folks have built over the years.
Well, I am. The team has really been great. And, of course, having help and support from yourself has been a big help. And, of course, I knew 50 years ago when we started this that, you know, no matter how much I knew, my thesis was in the Smithsonian Institute as a natural treasure because I showed there were no genetic diseases, no genetic birth defects. It was all nutritional deficiencies. And so they put it in the Smithsonian Institute. But I'm only one guy, and I could see maybe 30, 40 people a day. And so we decided we were going to make a program where we could pay people. They'd pay the wholesale prices. I would pay their shipping if they got on auto ship. And so we created this organization, which is in all 50 states and more than 50 countries in the world. So instead of me seeing 30, 40 patients a day like most doctors, I've seen 2 million patients a day, and thank you very much.
Well, I got to tell you, I was at an event, this was several years after you were with us with the partnership, and a lady came up to me, almost in tears, wanting to thank me. I didn't have anything really much to do with it other than interviewing you, but she wanted to thank me for having you on the program because she said you saved her life. And you have no idea how many people you touch by doing this.
We get those testimonies by the hundreds every day, and I can't thank you enough for sharing that story, George.
Doc Wallach with us, CriticalHealthNews.com. Toll-free number to call for assistance. He's got an army of people behind him taking notes at one, because you do talk fast sometimes, Doc. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Tom in the Bay will take your text or tweets as well. Let's start with Mark in Baltimore. Welcome to the program. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you, George?
Good. Good to have you back on the show.
Thank you very much. And I wanted to have a comment and a question.
Okay.
First, my comment. Because of Dr. Wallach, that's you, sir, because of the information that you disseminated and I passed on to my little brother about the elimination of all wheat, rye, barley, and oats, and the oils also that you mentioned, my little brother and his family are now Crohn's disease free because they lived a gluten-free life now without any cross-contamination, which was important. It wasn't cheap for them to do it, but they did it. And I'm very happy to report that.
Great.
And then number two, my question is this. What is your opinion on the use and consumption of natural butter as opposed to margarine and other saturated fat?
I bet I could answer this for you, Doc, but go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Those are great, great stories and great questions. And of course, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, celiac disease, diverticulitis, irritable bowel syndrome, all those things are caused by gluten. Okay, when you look at them under the microscope, they're all the same disease. They're just given different names because they're in different part of the intestines. And they are responsible for COVID being a serious disease in older people. Okay, because when you have your intestinal lining dying from the consumption of gluten, whether it's in beer or bread or spaghetti or pasta or breakfast cereals, it doesn't matter, beer, okay, what happens is your intestines die. Even if you're supplementing, you cannot absorb the nutrients. Your bone marrow cannot make white blood cells, cannot make antibodies, cannot make platelets, cannot make red blood cells. And you have to start going to the doctor once a month to get an iron shot or a B12 shot. You see older people bleed underneath their skin because they don't have enough platelets to prevent bleeding. Remember, 20 million people died in India in 1918 from H1N1. They all hemorrhaged to death. They didn't die of viral pneumonia. And same way here. Herman Cain, the CEO of Godfather Pizza, 74 years old, he had eight pre-existing conditions, including
they claim it was colon cancer. It's probably just ulcerative colitis, but they said he had colon cancer, which was in remission. He had, let's see here. Oh, he was obese and he had arthritis, and they treated him for 30 days and he dies. Okay, this billionaire, yes, CEO of Godfather's Pizza, because he'd been eating pizza crust for 30 something years. Okay, gluten alert, gluten alert, gluten alert. So I'll share that with you. Now, I apologize. The second part of the question was.
Well, he was talking about how he was gluten-free with his family, of course,
yes.
But he just wanted to thank you for everything you've done.
Okay.
You did
and
a good
course,
job.
And, of course, it just takes a few weeks to be gluten-free, and your intestines will heal. You'll begin to absorb, and this is where you really need to be taking the 90 essential nutrients. All vertebrates, and again, that's why my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute's National Treasure, all vertebrates, whether you're a snake or a fish or a whale, or a wombat, or a human being, or a giraffe, or a dog, or a cat, or a cow, it doesn't matter. All vertebrates require these 90 essential nutrients, including for your immune system, which is your bone marrow. When your bone marrow doesn't get these nutrients, your bone marrow dies. It fills up with scar tissue and also fat, and you can't make white blood cells, antibodies, red blood cells, and platelets, and you bleed to death when you get COVID-19.
East of the Rockies, Angie's with us in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hi, Angie.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
I hope we can help you. Go ahead.
I'm calling for my husband. He has his eyes get severely dry and they hurt. He's been to several doctors. They've never called it dry eye syndrome. One said it might be allergies, and he even went to a specialist, and the specialist went, I don't know, use a warm compress on your eyes and you'll be fine, but he's not fine.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions here. How old is your husband?
He is 48.
Okay, and how much does he weigh?
209.
209, and how tall is he?
6 feet.
Okay, and then does he ever complain about ringing in his ear, you know, that tinnitus noise?
No.
Okay, does he ever get hiccups?
No.
Okay, does he have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis, or rosacea on his face?
No.
Okay. So his main complaint, okay, is the eye thing, right?
Yes.
Dry eyes.
Yes.
Dry eye. Now, does he have one more question? Has he lost any sense of smell or taste?
No.
Okay.
Those are like COVID symptoms, there, Doc, huh?
Well, there's symptoms you commonly get in COVID, but they're caused by osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing. The first cranial nerve, which is the olfactory nerve, sense of smell. Number 3, 4, 5, and 6, of course, is the sense of taste. And then, of course, this eye thing. I actually won some bets with some eye doctors. This will gradually be worse and worse and worse. People, if they don't have glaucoma, which is pressure in the eye, they don't have cataracts, and they don't even really have macular degeneration, but doctors will call it that, and they'll have dry eye and all lazy eye and all this stuff. It's actually squeezing the second cranial nerve, okay, which is the optic nerve. And I've won many, many, many bets with doctors over that one. And I take people who are legally blind, okay, for 6, 8, 10 years, put them on the program, which is the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which is what I'm suggesting for this nice lady's husband. 200 pounds, he should have two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month. He wants 2 bottles a month of our MSM. I'm going to take 3 with each meal. They're large bottles. He'll be able to do that. And the glucogel, I want him to take 15 of those capsules a day, 5, 5, and 5. That's 2 bottles a month. And this is to rebuild the skull. He's already getting some osteoporosis of the skull. That's actually my newest book, is It's All in Your Head, Osteoporosis in the Skull. And another, say, year or two, he could be legally blind, and there's nothing really wrong with his eyes, but the skull has gone from a quarter of an inch thick to an inch thick and is squeezing all the cranial nerves that come through these 12 tunnels and also his spinal cord as it comes through the back of the skull. Does your husband have any neck or shoulder or arm or leg or low back problems?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Yeah, he's got osteoporosis of the spinal column and degenerative disc disease and of the vertebrae, but he's also got osteoporosis of the skull, and that's why he's having the dry eye and pain in his eyes and so forth, and the doctors don't know what it is because they can't see anything because they're not looking at the skull, they're looking at the eye.
Interesting.
So he does this. He's got to get off of gluten. You've got to get off of gluten. The dogs, the cats, the birds, the fish, everybody's got to get off of gluten so they can absorb this stuff. And in 90 days, I took with this one doctor, eye doctor, he gave me 27 records from 27 patients, and I put them on the program I just recommended for you. They were all legally blind, 6, 8, 10 years, and in 90 days, they could read 20/20 without eyeglasses, and so I won the bet. He had to apologize in public for calling me a liar. He had to buy me a very nice bottle of red French wine.
Which he did.
Which he did. And he also had to pay for all the supplements for those 27 patients. That's a good thing.
And if you miss any of this, Angie, call this toll-free number because they're taking notes for you. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. And again, the website to go to, folks, criticalhealthnews.com. Also, download the app. That's free in your app store. You should always have it. It's great information. Tom is taking text and tweets for you, Doc. But before, folks, you can have an opportunity on Fridays to talk with Doc. It's called Ask Doc Live. Tom, you got some info on that.
Yeah, first. We want to remind people that you have the additional opportunity to ask Doc questions each Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. All you need to do is join the Zoom call. Just go to AskDocLive.com. And don't forget to register and sign up for Doc's newsletter at AskDocLive.com. So, Doc, we have something in from Jerry in Weslaco, Texas. He says, hey, Doc, I'm 94. Is there a food that I can eat that will help me resist COVID?
94. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, 94, that's beautiful. But it's foods you need to avoid to resist COVID. No wheat, butter, or oats, whether it's beer or bread or spaghetti or breakfast cereals, desserts, you know, like crust for apple pie, cake, crackers, cookies, all anything with wheat, butter, rye, and oats in it. You got package it up and give it to your doctor with love, okay? And basically, you get rid of all the bad stuff, which is fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, wheat, butter, rye, and oats, and sugar, and then take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, because you want to give your bone marrow all the nutrition it can handle to make the antibodies to attack and kill the virus. It'll only do that when it can get the nutrients, because your bone marrow cavity is your immune system.
Okay, let's go to our friend Wayne in Chicago. Hi, Wayne. Welcome.
Thank you, George. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Wayne.
Yes, sir. I want to say one thing to Cornelius. About 3 months ago, Cornelius, you gave me a shout-out, and I really appreciate that because you remember me when I was sick, and I really appreciate you, man. I'm just letting you know.
He's a good guy, isn't he?
Yeah, George, I have some very good news and some very bad news.
Well, hit me with the bad news first.
My daughter has a growth on her pituitary gland, doctor, and they're giving her medicine to stabilize her hormones and stuff that comes that the pituitary gland regulates. But they're talking about doing a biopsy because they're saying that the growth is basically inside the pituitary gland. So I want you to give me some advice on that. And then the good news is, hold on 1 second, George. Okay, here we go. Here's the good news. This is for the world. University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, that's UPMC.com. The scientists have isolated the smallest biological molecule to date that completely and specifically neutralizes the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19. This antibody component is 10 times smaller than a full-size antibody. It has been used to construct a drug known as ABA for potential use as a therapeutic and prophylactic against SARS-CoV-2. Okay, here's the thing. The main word is it completely and specifically neutralizes the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
That is good news. If that works, it's great news.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's like 100% between for infection in mice and hamsters so far.
I'm going to check into that. But Doc, the pituitary gland for his daughter, okay, obviously the biopsy should be done. How old is your daughter, Wayne?
My daughter's 37. She'll be 38 in January.
Okay. And how much does she weigh?
She had a lot of weight gain, a lot of symptoms. Be honest with you, a lot of symptoms of.
What does she weigh?
About 190, something like that. She's about 5'8", 9".
Okay, 5'8", 9". A lot of weight. I can see her weigh 150, 160, so she may be 30, 40 pounds overweight. Now, what symptoms does she have? Why did she go to the doctor? Is she losing her vision? She have headaches? What's going on?
Headaches. Let's see. Hold on one second. Let's see. Oh, just one second.
How necessary is the pituitary gland anyways, Doc?
Well, the pituitary gland is kind of a master gland of things that your brain does. It's kind of like the director.
All right, go ahead, Wayne.
Her symptoms are, hold on one second. Her symptoms are headaches, unexplained tiredness, mood changes, irritability, changes in her menstrual cycle.
Is that all tied to the pituitary gland?
Very inappropriate breast growth production of breast milk. So she has a lot of the symptoms that...
Is that all tied to the pituitary gland, Doc?
Yeah, well, directly and indirectly.
Okay, we're coming up on the break, Doc, so get ready to talk about it when we come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. CriticalHealthNews.com. Set the world record, folks. Go to the website, look at it for a few moments, and they'll record the click. We'll be back.